If you are looking for a participation event in the summer of 2022 and you're blind or partially sighted, then we have just the thing for you. Blind Sailing Week is back and it gives people a chance, even if you have no experience on the water, to have a week on board sailing a yacht around the south coast of England, in which should be some great weather and no doubt some great company as well. Will Bridge is one of the organisers and he joins us now. Will, the Blind Sailing Week has been going for many years now. Great to have it back after that break.
Alan, thank you very much for that. Welcome back. We're certainly keen to get back out on the water sailing with blind and visually impaired people. In Lymington, in the south coast of England, between the 2nd and the 9th of July 2022, after all of the delays that the pandemic has put in the way, we are very keen to invite participants to register with us and to come. Yes, as you say, sailing an outdoor pursuit, very well suited to people with limited sight, because we find that this is a sport that really fits the profile of many visually impaired people and their abilities and their interests.
You guys have a lot of participation. You have regular sailors who come back and you have newbies as well who come along. And of course, not forgetting the guys who bring their yachts and give up their time to do this. It is a fun event and real participation event.
And you're right to say that sailing is appropriate for blind and partially sighted people. We've got 30 years of experience of taking on board our sailing yachts, people with sight conditions, and we are able to, for example, give them a feel for the sailing area in which they're making passages on and making landfall in and all the rest of it by means of three-dimensional charts, touchable charts, so they can feel and get a real sense of the territory that we're going to be covering during the event. We have audio compass system, which enables blind, visually impaired people to take the helm and sail off over the horizon with us, always accompanied by an experienced skipper, as you rightly say, often in his own or her own boat. So it's very well established as an event and one that really gets people out of the ordinary and onto the sea.
And you are taking part in sailing the yacht, as you say. You know, this isn't a cruise where you sit back and enjoy the scenery, which is a lovely place to be, actually. But as you say, you're at the wheel. You're perhaps winching sails, you're helping your crewmates look after the yacht as well. But you don't have to be an experienced sailor. Complete beginners can come along as well.
That's quite right. All of the activities that you mentioned and many more are part of the Visually Impaired Person's Experience of Sailing Week. But they can learn those skills quite quickly, actually. And we are really keen to get people who've not been out in the water but would like to come out with us. We've got some brilliant sighted and experienced skippers who run little boats as a learning experience as well as a outdoor experience, which is relaxing and fun for all concerned.
And you're sleeping on board as well, where you're sailing. You have, as you say, a route which you follow. There's stop-offs as well, but plenty of time to get to meet other people. It's a great social event.
It is a social event. It really is. 50 plus blind and visually impaired people, 100 plus sighted people going into little ports and harbours and anchoring or tying up their boats for the evening. There's probably a nice meal somewhere in the picture and possibly a few drinks on board. And social side is a really important what Blind Sailing Week's all about. And it forms friendships that go over the years, people coming back time after time.
Important just to remind people, Will, you know, we're still at the moment anyway, not really out of a global pandemic. Things are easing. We don't know how things will change, but you and the people involved in Blind Sailing Week will always look to adhere to all the rules around things like sanitizing, all that kind of thing.
Well, that's right, Alan. Obviously, we've not been able to run Blind Sailing Weeks for 2 years now because we've been attentive to the government guidelines about social distance, about face coverings and all the rest of it. We just don't know what July of 2022 will bring, but I can assure you that we will be paying 100% attention to government guidelines and whatever is recommended by way of preventative measures at the stages, we hope, of the pandemic. People will be joining yachts in which the skippers are well briefed to pay attention.
Well, if people would like to take part next year, and I highly recommend they do. I've taken part a couple of times in the past. You know, I can highly recommend it as someone who's blind, getting involved, having a fantastic time. But if they would like to get involved, or perhaps they'd just like to get some more information, what's the best way to do that?
Make sure that your diary is free for the week of the 2nd to the 9th of July, 2022, and that they could imagine themselves travelling down to Lymington on the south coast of England. And if all of that fits, get onto our mailing list for the invitations and the details. And to do that, Alan, I suggest that they email. The email address is mail@blindweeksailing.co.uk. The first invitations will go out on the 1st of January. We always send them out on New Year's Day. So if your listeners get their email addresses in good time to that address that I've just given you, they will be the first to receive the invitation. They'll have a month or two to get that back to us.
Well, best of luck with next year's. Let's hope it does go ahead and there are no restrictions holding yourselves and people back. And again, encouraging experienced and those who've never been on a boat before to get involved. It's a great fun week. Well, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan, for the opportunity of talking about our wonderful event.